Hello friends, you are listening to Basically What's Happening, and today the topic is the Syria war. The war that has been going on for so long that it is literally longer than World War II, and the reasons why it has been going so long and who is actually responsible for it. So we'll be finding that out. Almost 9 years are going to be completed to the Syria war since the war has started, and during that time more than 465,000 Syrians have been killed in the fighting, and over a million have been injured, and over 12 million, that is half the country's pre-war population, they have been displaced. So how did this conflict started? What led to this situation? The lack of freedom and economic burden, it drove resentment of the Syrian government, and the harsh crackdown, the suppression on the protesters, it inflamed the public anger. In 2011, a successful uprising that is popularly known as Arab Spring, it toppled Tunisia's and Egypt's presidents. So this gave hope to Syrian pro-democracy activists, and that march in 2011 March, peaceful protests were held in Syria as well, and then 15 boys were detained and tortured for writing graffiti in support of the Arab Spring, and one of the boys, a 13-year-old, was killed after having been brutally tortured, a 13-year-old boy. So the Syrian government is led by the president Bashar al-Assad. He responded to the protests by killing hundreds of demonstrators and imprisoning many more. And in July 2011, the defectors from the military, they announced the formation of a Free Syrian Army. It was a rebel group which was aiming to overthrow the government, and the Syria began the slide to the civil war. So while the protests in 2011 were mostly non-sectarian, it was not between some groups, but when the armed conflict started, it surfaced sectarian divisions. So most Syrians are Sunni Muslims, but Syria's security establishment, that is its government, has been dominated for a very long time by the Alawi sector, and of which the president Bashar al-Assad is also a member. And in 1982, Bashar's father ordered a military suppression on the Muslim Brotherhood in Hama, in which tens of thousands of people were killed. So foreign backing and open intervention played a very large role in Syria's civil war, and Russia entered the conflict in 2015, and it has been the main ally of Assad's government since then. And the governments of Iran, Iraq, and the Lebanon-based Hezbollahs, they have supported Assad, whereas the Sunni majority country, the Sunni Muslim majority country, they include Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, they supported the anti-Assad rebels. In 2016, Turkish troops, they launched several operations against the Islamic State of Iraq and the ISIS, as well as the Kurdish groups that were armed by the United States. And the US has armed the anti-Assad rebel groups, and US led an international coalition among the ISIS targets since 2014. So Israel carried out its first raids inside Syria, and he targeted Hezbollah and pro-government fighters and facilities. In September 2015, Russia launched a bombing campaign against what is referred as a terrorist group in Syria, which included ISIS as well as the anti-Assad rebel groups, and Russia also deployed military advisors to shore up Assad's defense in September 2015. In April 2017, the US carried its first military action against the Assad's force, launching 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at a Syrian Air Force base, from which US officials believe a chemical attack on Khan Sheikhoun had been launched. So peace negotiations have been constantly going on between the Syrian government and the opposition, you know, in order to achieve a military ceasefire and political transition in Syria. But the main sticking point is the fate of Assad. Since the conflict began as a Syrian rebellion against the Assad government, many new rebel groups have joined the fighting in Syria and have frequently fought one another. There are many rebel groups. First is Free Syrian Army, the Free Syrian Army. It is a loose conglomeration of armed brigades formed in 2011 by the defectors from the Syrian army and the civilians backed by US, Turkey and several Gulf countries. In December 2016, the Syrian army scored its biggest victory against the rebels when it recaptured the strategic city of Aleppo. Since then, the FSA has controlled limited areas in northwestern Syria. In 2018, Syrian opposition fighters evacuated from the last rebel stronghold near Damascus. However, backed by Turkey, the FSA took control of Afrin near the Turkey-Syria border from the Kurdish rebel fighters seeking self-rule. So ISIS emerged in northern and eastern Syria in 2013 after overrunning a large portion of Iraq. The group quickly gained international notoriety for its brutal execution and its energetic use of social media to recruit fighters from all around the world. And other groups fighting in Syria include the Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, Iraq-backed Hezbollah, and the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, and dominated by the Kurdish People's Protection Unit, YPG. So now, having gone on longer than World War II, the war in Syria is causing profound effects beyond the country's border, with many Syrians having left their homes to seek safety elsewhere in Syria or beyond. And as of February 2018, the UN Refugee Agency, they registered over 5.5 million refugees from Syria and estimated that there are over 6.5 million internally displaced persons within Syria's border. And Lebanon, Turkey and Jordan, they are hosting most of the Syrian refugees, and many of whom are attempting to journey onwards to Europe in search of better conditions. A protest in 2011 that was started by a peaceful protest turned out into this ugly massacre of people and so many groups, terrorists, and the involvement of international countries. And now Syria is at its worst. Let's hope they resolve their conflicts and come to a common ground, because so many people have died in this process, so many have been misplaced. This type of conflict is just not acceptable. And instead of giving missiles and soldiers and manpower to Syria by America and Russia, they should instead start discussing and debating about the democracy in Syria, in that country, and the welfare of their people and the young generation that are now being misguided in the name of democracy or in the name of religion. So that was it for today's podcast. I hope you learned something new about the Syria government, and bye.